Deborah Lee James was faced with issues in the Air Force's nuclear enterprise almost immediately upon becoming secretary. After just a few weeks on the job, she stood with the service's chief of staff before cameras at the Pentagon to detail an investigation that implicated at least 34 officers in a scandal involving alleged cheating on nuclear tests and a handful of others for drug use. She spent all last week visiting three bases that host nuclear missiles, plus the headquarters of the Air Force Global Strike Command, meeting with commanders and conducting small town halls and focus groups with airmen. She says she came up with several conclusions.
The need for perfection has created way too much stress and way too much fear about the future. I heard repeatedly, especially in the focus groups, that the system feels very punitive. It doesn't feel that you're incentivized for good, but rather you're punished severely if anything bad should happen. I've also heard repeatedly that there's a level of micromanagement within this force that should be transformed into empowerment. And I also heard repeatedly that the airmen hear that the mission is important, but we don't necessarily put our money or our attention where our mouth is. So it's the difference between what we say and what they feel that we do.
Speaking to an Air Force Association breakfast in Arlington, Virginia, James stressed that all of the evidence to date shows just integrity issues among certain airmen and not that the Air Force has stumbled in the performance of its nuclear mission. Earlier this month, the Air Force required every crew member in its ICBM force to retake the certification test the cheating scandal was centered on under stricter supervision standards, and more than 95% of them passed. But James says the nuclear community's intense focus on testing may be one of its problems.
So in the current environment, there's no room for error, no room for error all of the time. And yet when you're talking about training, the idea of training is learning, and mistakes happen, and you get better. That's what training is all about. But in this environment, it sounded to me like everything was a test, and that perfect test scores had become an important gauge. In some cases, I heard the only gauge, allowing commanders to differentiate among airmen to promote them. So I think this is wrong. We need to address this. And I think rather than making a 100% test be the make it or break it for these young people and the future of their careers, I think we need to look at a whole person concept, at the totality of what they're doing, with the tests being an element, but not a make it or break it element all the time.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel also met later in the day with the leaders of Global Strike Command, along with nuclear experts from the Navy and Air Force. A Pentagon spokesman says the consensus in the room was similar to James, that there was likely a systemic personnel management issue in the Air Force nuclear mission area. At the Pentagon last week, Hagel also broached the possibility of an overfixation on testing.
Standards must not be eroded. Of course not. But is there a better way to do this? Can we be more attuned to their interests? I asked the question, and I asked her the question, and she mentioned the same thing in some of her thoughts. When you put these people in these locations where there's almost a certain amount of isolation, I think that's a dynamic of an environment that you have to factor in, too. Do they get bored? Are we doing enough incentivizing these young men and women?
James says that's one key question the Air Force is asking during a review over the next 2 months. She says the service needs to examine whether missileers are being given proper leadership training in addition to their nuclear training, whether the service has done enough to make sure airmen entering the nuclear profession have a viable career path ahead of them, and whether the Air Force offers enough incentives to attract and retain the most promising candidates into nuclear jobs.
We need to work to make this career field, in fact and in perception, something that young airmen want to do and that they aspire to do. We need to examine the incentives, the accolades, the recognition that is available to the nuclear force. We need to ask ourselves, should we take steps to make this career field more attractive? And by the way, that's not just only on the enlisted side or on the officer side. I'm also talking about the enlisted ranks here as well. So this gets into the world of, should we consider some sort of incentive pay or, you know, scholarships for certain types of work. It's looking at those sorts of incentives and accolades. Should we do a medal or a ribbon? So we need to look at all of that.
James says the Air Force also needs to make clear to airmen that there are avenues to report illegal activity when they see it, even anonymously, and that it's their responsibility to use them. Many of the 34 service members who've been identified in the investigation so far were not directly involved in the cheating scandal, but the service is pursuing possible discipline against them because they knew what was going on and did not notify authorities. Last week, Pagel ordered two independent reviews of the Air Force's nuclear mission, an outside panel to examine the overall strategic deterrent mission of nuclear forces, and a second internal examination of management practices within the Air Force.
Which will involve key stakeholders within OSD, the Air Force. We're bringing in the Navy to see what we can learn from Navy practices, and we will be in sharing best practices and developing an action plan over the next 60 days.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.